Good evening. It is Friday. This is 1320 WILS. Earlier this year, you may have heard this story of a local farmer was booted from the city of East Lansing's farmers market because of a policy he had of not hosting same-sex marriages on his farm. He's now suing the city of East Lansing. And meanwhile, another local farmer in St. John's has posted a big sign on the side of his barn supporting this farmer. It's a story my next guest has been following closely. Kelsey Harkness is with us. She's a senior news producer at the Daily Signal, which is the multimedia news organization of the Heritage Foundation. Kelsey, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. How did you first hear about this story?
Well, actually, the attorneys at Alliance Defending Freedom caught wind of this, and they are representing the Tennis family in their lawsuit against the city of East Lansing. So I actually had the honor of traveling from Washington, D.C. to East Lansing about 3 weeks ago and spending some time with the Tennis family, getting to know them. We produced a video on the Daily Signal, really getting into the weeds of their story and how they wound up in this court case. And along the way, I came across this bright yellow sign on the side of the highway, and I decided to knock on the door of the farmer who got that sign made. His name is Kyle Barnhart, to see what it was all about.
Okay, I want to get to, let's start with the Tennis family a little bit. Give me some more details. How did this farmer end up getting booted from the East Lansing farmers market?
It's an interesting case because I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard about these cases with bakers and florists declining to serve, to make flowers, flower arrangements, or wedding cakes for same-sex weddings because of their religious beliefs. And in a similar respect, the Tennis declined to host a same-sex wedding on their family-owned farm. And what happened is 22 miles away, the city of East Lansing caught wind of that, and they proactively decided to ban them from selling their apples and other produce from the local farmers market. And so they're not getting sued by a couple who's claiming that they were discriminated against. The city actually really went out of its way to say, because you hold these beliefs in this policy on your private family farm, you can't come here and participate in the local economy. It really takes these cases one step further than what we've seen thus far.
Okay, the city of East Lansing does have laws, right, that deal with sexual orientation, right?
East Lansing does, but where the Tennis family farm is located, they do not have these laws. So it would be very difficult for people to sue on these grounds. But the thing is, the Tennis family has never, they don't even have a single allegation of discrimination in the city of East Lansing. They sell their produce to anyone and everyone who goes and visits the farm stand that they used to have at the farmer's market. There has not been a single allegation that they have discriminated against a couple, a same-sex couple or a same-sex person, or a gay person, lesbian, in the city of East Lansing.
Right, and Steve Tennis, he owns Country Mills Farms. Has this had any impact on his financial situation?
It has. They said it's been very difficult for their family, but what I found interesting is that they've also received an outpouring of support from the community, because I think the community around them, especially the faith-based community, is really supporting them. And the people that I spoke with, I visited the farmers market on one Sunday, and I actually didn't find a single person to defend them. What I heard a lot is people think that they disagree with the family's policy not to host same-sex weddings on their family farm, but they did not go so far as to defend the city for going this far out of their way and banning them from the farmers market. So I do think it's interesting to have visited there and actually really not found anybody from the city or the farmers market to defend the city's action.
I'm talking to Kelsey Harkness, senior news producer at the Daily Signal. And how do they explain it? I mean, were they actually approached by a same-sex couple to host a wedding and they said no? Is that what happened?
Yes, I believe a little while back a same-sex couple did approach them to host their wedding on their farm, and they referred them to a farm that they knew would, you know, not have a religious objection, not far away from them. And I guess this couple made a Facebook comment about it, and the Tennis family responded on their business page and explained why they don't host same-sex weddings on their family farms because of their religious beliefs.
Yeah, how do they explain that? Can you be more detailed?
Well, actually, if you watch our video on thedailysignal.com, if you Google Michigan Farmers Daily Signal, you will see a video. And we had to do some digging, but we were able to find the exact Facebook post where they were explaining their religious objections. And when I talked to them, I will say that it's not an easy decision for them. Of course, they don't want to turn people away from their family farm, but they really have a strong faith, and they really felt like it was the right thing to do. And in explaining that, they consistently said, "We know other farms in the area that would be happy to host your wedding."
And Kelsey Harkness with us. You can find her at thedailysignal.com. So you met the Tennis family, and then you said, did you then come back? Oh no, when you were here, you saw the sign. You said as you were driving down the road on another farmer's barn.
Yes, I saw this bright yellow sign that says the city of East Lansing discriminates against farmers. And part of the reason I found this so interesting is because in these other cases that I've covered out in Oregon and Washington, we've had local communities really protest these businesses that have policies of not hosting same-sex couples. But I think because the city is basically telling this family, we can ban you and stop you from participating in the local economy if your religious or political beliefs don't align with ours, I think some people out there are actually proactively speaking out, and I think that's what we saw with Kyle. He told me he's just pretty fed up with the political correctness, and he felt that the city is being extremely hypocritical because in the same statute that it's using to claim that the Tennis family are discriminating against same-sex couples, that same statute also protects against religious discrimination. And so he's really arguing that the city of East Lansing is discriminating against this family's deeply held religious beliefs.
Now, the lawsuit itself, what does the Tennis family want in the suit?
They want to be able to sell their produce at this local farmers market. It is the biggest farmers market that they sell their produce at. They have been hurt economically, and I believe they're seeking some damages for their economic loss. But mainly, their primary objective is to get back to the farmers market. And I think it's really interesting that some people have called to boycott that farmers market who support the Tennis family. Mm-hmm. But I asked the Tennis family about this, and they said they don't support people boycotting the market because they don't want other local farmers who sell at the farmers market to be hurt like they have from being excluded from that market.
And beyond the farmers market, have they faced any other negative reactions based on their policy, the Tennis family?
They have been hurting economically, emotionally. It has been hard for them. But I will say, when I was spending 2 days with them, I was really questioning them how they can be so upbeat and hopeful and still be happy and have so much faith through this whole thing, because they really do have a national spotlight on them at this point. And they just kept bringing it back to their faith. And also, they were pointing to the number of emails and letters, other forms of communication that they've had from people supporting them. And, you know, they really received an outpouring of support. And I think they have just sort of been really surprised by that, right? And it really is giving them a reason to be hopeful through all this and positive.
And you said you've covered these kinds of issues in other states. How do these legal issues, how do they usually resolve themselves?
Well, the Supreme Court actually recently just announced that they're going to be taking up the case of a Colorado baker who declined making a cake for a same-sex wedding. And Well, that doesn't directly address the question here. It's kind of similar, and I actually think it's interesting to compare these two cases because, as I mentioned, this case kind of takes this debate one step further. But these conflicts have been, you know, existing since same-sex marriage was declared a constitutional right by the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And so they've been percolating for some time. And I actually think it is about time we hear from the Supreme Court where they stand on this, because the more time that goes by, the more of these lawsuits we see and the more, you know, painful stories we see on both sides of this.
Yeah, well, one last thing. When you say the Tennis family, they've been banned from the East Lansing Farmers Market. How so? If they show up at the market and try to sell their products, what would happen now?
You need permission from the city to sell your produce at this farmer's market, and they no longer have permission to do that. So technically they would be illegally selling their produce at the East Lansing Farmer's Market.
Gotcha. Kelsey Harkness, she is a senior news producer at The Daily Signal. Find her at thedailysignal.com, which is a multimedia news organization of the Heritage Foundation. Kelsey, great to have you on 1320 WILS.
Thank you so much.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.